So this is a really off-the-cuff, random, unprepared, unscripted podcast episode that I am squeezing in between coaching calls. So I don't even know what episode we're up to, but we're going for it. We're going for it. There's something that I've been talking a lot about this week, and so I thought that it might be helpful for you. So we've just come off a challenge inside of Warrior School called Forge and Form. And it was all about the Warriors forging new strength and confidence at the barbell and working towards forming the body that they want. So it was 10 weeks. It was really focused on lifting and lifting heavy. And we always finish the challenges with max week, PR week, peak week. And a lot of my warriors over the last week or so have been feeling really unmotivated to train, almost like burnt out. And when I was Olympic weightlifting, I trained a lot, like 3 or 4 hours a day, 6 days a week. And I would put this intense effort in for months to prepare for a competition. So, hours of perfecting technique, pushing the weights, doing the accessory work to peak at just the right time, at competition time. So, competition day would come and it would bring with it like this cocktail, this mix of, hormones and emotions, adrenaline and endorphins and fear and excitement. It's like a high for those of you who have ever competed in something. Or, prepared for something. It could be performing arts, it could be a presentation. There is like this build and this high. But after each competition, I was then burdened with the blues. I would have this really low, where I would be down in the bottom of the hole. And in the days and sometimes weeks following the competition, I would just feel really blah. And I would feel sad and unmotivated and really restless. And it took me a while to figure out what was really happening. And what was happening was that it just turned out that I had post-competition blues. And post-competition blues aren't specific to me or the sport of Olympic weightlifting. It happens to pretty much all athletes. Runners often use the term post-race depression or post-marathon blues. And it's this like rush of melancholy and this feeling of feeling unsettled and unfocused and burnt out, sometimes physically, yes. So, especially if you're preparing for a massive physical event or competition, there is an element of physical burnout. Although, if you're following proper programming and you're recovering well and nourishing properly, there shouldn't be massive physical burnout. What really burns out is the mind, the mindset. The mind just, it's had enough of an intense period of focus. And then we reach the peak, and then we have this, down period because we're tired mentally. And so these blues or this feeling after is what a lot of the warriors were feeling. They were felt fatigued, they felt unmotivated, they didn't want to get in the gym and do their mobility and body weight strength training that I had programmed for them. So there's this resistance that we feel to our programming or going back into the gym. And these feelings or this post-competition blues, they're often marked by feelings of disappointment, depletion. Sometimes we can feel irritated, we feel fatigued. We just feel this generalized like angst or anxiety. And when we finish completing something big, so for the Warriors, they had 10 weeks of intense focus and intense effort where, their They had to pay attention and their mind had to be on in their sessions. They pushed their body physically. Then they peaked and they did their PRs and they did all, they just did this amazing, cool, powerful stuff. But then they're all down in the bottom of the hole. And I've spoken about it a little bit before with them. A couple of them are like three challenges in now and experienced something similar the last couple of challenges. But more of the warriors did this challenge, and so it was coming up quite a lot over the last week or so, and they all thought that there was something wrong with them. They felt bad for saying to me, like, I don't want to open up True Coach and do my program. I feel unmotivated. I don't really want to train. And that's not a bad thing. That's actually a really cool thing, because this is part of the practice. This is part of learning about ourselves and about our training strategy and how to create this successful, sustainable training system and practice for the rest of our lives. And it's not always, we're not always going to be on. We don't always have to bring that intense focus and effort. There are going to be periods of time where we need more fluidity, way less structure. And often we feel like this after something big has happened. So completing a competition or finishing a race or a challenge, that disrupts our former routine. So we've got this rhythm, this routine, this intense focus. We put this intense effort in, but then it finishes. And so there's a disruption that happens. Because we've been training, you know, we've been training for weeks or months, or in an athlete's case, they've been training for years for a big race or a competition or the Olympics. And during the training period, you know, we change our whole life. A lot of the warriors, they had food strategies and, you know, other things that they were working on to help them build strength and recover and create body composition changes. So they changed their food intake, their social life, their sleep schedule, all to support our training. So we change a lot of things, and then that thing ends, the competition, the challenge ends, and there's a disruption to that rhythm or that routine. And it's almost like slamming on the brakes. When the event or the challenge is over, we lose this sense of purpose that informs many of our day-to-day decisions, those actions. And the result is that we feel directionless. We might feel lonely, we feel that fatigue, we feel that angst, almost depleted, burnt out, restless. We feel a big resistance to getting in the gym and doing our training. And so it's not just for those who compete. It's not just for athletes. It's happened to me so many times in my training, especially when I was Olympic weightlifting. But I've also experienced these periods after injuries or sickness. So in March in 2016, I subluxated, so partially dislocated my fourth rib during a lifting session, and I couldn't lift for 5 months. And that put me in, you know, a dark black hole. I really lost my rhythm, my motivation. I felt all of these same feelings as I felt post-competition. So after coming off a high and doing really well in a competition, that was the same, because there was a disruption in the rhythm. There was a disruption in the focus or what I was doing day to day, because I had finished the competition, or I got injured, or last year I was so sick in March again. I, you know, vomited 14 times, and I don't know if I've ever been that sick in my life. And then I lost my rhythm. I lost my motivation, not just for my training, but for my work. So there was a disruption. So I felt depleted and a bit depressed and sad. I felt that angst or that anxiety, that restlessness. So the result from these experiences is this feeling of directionlessness that can exacerbate all of those emotions, all those feelings. And as I said, I felt it so many times in my work before, in my relationships. And so it's normal. I think the first thing I want you to know is that, and this is what I said to all of my warriors, you ain't alone. I was just on a call prior to jumping on and recording this. And I said to her, I've had this conversation already, you know, 3 or 4 times this week. And so I hear you. I hear you, girl, and you're not alone. I've also experienced it so many times in my training practice over the last 14 years. So know that if you feel like this sometimes in your training, that you are not alone, that it is a normal part of a training practice. It's a normal part of having a successful, sustainable training system, training practice. You are gonna go through lows. We have this idea that it should never we should never feel like this. We should always be on that high and be intensely focused and really motivated. And it just doesn't work like that. We are cyclic beings. We have, yes, this masculine father side, which loves structure and organization and focus and planning and strategy. But we also have the mother energy, the feminine energy that craves that fluidity and flow. And it's really cool after we come off a very masculine, structured period of time to allow us, we need to allow ourselves to lean into that feminine energy, that flow, that fluidity, to not have structure for a while. So it's easy to get really stuck. You know, it's easy to get stuck on this and to make yourself, force yourself to go back to the gym, or, maybe we're trying to move to the next thing without recovery, or we're avoiding doing movement altogether. One thing that really helped me move through these periods is a reset. We need a reset. We just need to reset. It's about giving yourself time to set something again or to set something differently. We should take these periods of intense work and effort, challenges, competitions, you know, sprints, whatever we're doing, and we just need time to reflect on them and maybe just celebrate ourselves and what we've achieved. We need time to think about how that went. What did we learn? What would we do differently? We just need a recovery period and a reset. And most of us need a reset because there are times where we feel all of these things in certain areas of our life. So we feel disappointed or depleted or irritated or fatigued, or we feel anxious in certain areas. Or maybe we've gone even slightly unconscious in some areas. And so this happens, can happen a lot with relationships, both intimate ones and our relationship with training as well. The further you get into your training journey, the bigger your training age, the more this can happen. So the initial spark will wear off. And sometimes it could just feel like you're going through the motions, or sometimes after an intense period of work or effort, like a challenge, we fall into this dark, deep hole. And one of the biggest things that I've learned over the last decade is that that's okay. That's okay that we feel this way. It's okay to take a pause. It's okay to not follow a structured program. And we have to work to keep the passion, play, and fun alive in all of our relationships. And so sometimes after training hard, you know, doing a block of work, going on a sprint, yes, it can be fun, but they can be really hard work where we've done intense, you know, we focus intensely. And so then we just need to inject a little bit of novelty and playfulness and not have structure in our training in order to keep nurturing that relationship that we have with training. And so the best way we can do this is by planning those reset periods and then creating a clear plan to help us move forward. So what I was saying to the warriors, especially I was just on the call before, being like, what do you feel like doing? Like if you were to listen to your mind and your body, what does your mind and body feel like doing? And she said to me, well, I'm really into walking. I love walking right now. I actually put techno music on yesterday and walked really fast to techno music. And then I felt like jogging, but I didn't because I didn't know if I should. And she's like, I also could do some sprints. I feel like sprinting. And then she was going traveling with her family next week and they were going to do a lot of sightseeing and a lot of walking. So I said to her, why don't you take the next week and a half, 2 weeks, and just wake up every day knowing that the intention is to move your body, but ask yourself, how do I want to move today? What do I want to do? What's going to feel good to me? What's going to bring this sense of novelty and playfulness and fun and desire? And just to tap into that and to listen to that. And then, for me, it would always take about 2 to 3 weeks after an intense block of work. I would need about 2 or 3 weeks of just doing whatever I wanted. No structure, no following the program. And so you just need to learn about yourself and what you need after these periods, after these sprints or these intense efforts. And for a lot of us, we just need just to do whatever feels great on the day. Walking, maybe going hiking, maybe doing something outside, playing with our kids, going to a dance class, doing a yoga class. Maybe it's not even going in a gym for a couple of weeks. And that becomes a part of the practice. That is a strategy in itself. That is you building more trust with yourself. That is you listening to what your mind and body need after an intense period of work, after preparing for something, after doing a challenge, after training hard for something. You need to give yourself time. You need a reset. We need to then in that reset period, we get to think about, okay, well, then what's the next block? What do I want to do? I almost want my warriors to miss, to miss the gym, to miss lifting weights, to miss the training. Because I want them to come back and I want them to feel refreshed mentally and physically. And I want that desire and that passion to get back in to the gym and to get back to their weightlifting. And so know that you're not alone. Post-competition blues or post-sprint blues exist. And, I've been there many times. All of my warriors who did the challenge are going through it now. For those of you listening, you may have experienced it in with your physical training or with other areas of your life. And know that you just need to give yourself time. Maybe a week, maybe two, maybe three. It depends on how big the peak has been. So how long has the build been? So imagine Olympic athletes. So their build is years, like 2, 3, 4 years. And then they reach this peak. And then they would have a massive post-competition blue period where they just need time. Athletes also have off seasons that are months at a time. And that's yes, to recover physically, but more so mentally. They need the mental break. And now we don't have to take months off, but we could take days or sometimes even weeks off, depending on how long the block of time has been that we have been intensely focused and working really hard. And then we need to think about how we can inject more fluidity and flow and fun and playfulness and unstructured activity into our training practice, because that is training. And then that's also a great time to think about, what do I want to focus on next? What do I want to work on next? I used to get so excited after those few weeks of having a break after a competition to sit down with my coach and then plan out the next training cycle based on what we had learned from the previous one, based on how the competition went. And so I would get really excited and I would be mentally and physically ready to do that a few weeks after a competition. And this is what we're going to do inside of Warrior School. So we're focusing on some mobility and bodyweight strength training right now, but I'm really inviting my warriors just to do whatever feels good for at least a week or two. And then we can sit down together and then we plan out the next block, the next training cycle. Okay, that's all I have. I've got to go and eat lunch before I jump on a couple of calls for this afternoon. One really cool thing that Carson and I want to do this summer is we're going to hire a coach to help us with our sprinting. So we really want to improve our sprinting and our speed and our power. And we want to spend a lot of time at the track outside and work on our plyometrics. We did a little bit of it last summer, but this is a really big focus for us. And that excites me because that's new and novel and I get to be outside and I get to work with a running coach and learn how to get better at a particular skill. And so what is something maybe that you could do for over the next 3 to 6 months So for example, a couple of my warriors, they want to learn how to do Olympic weightlifting. So I'm going to teach them how to Olympic weightlift. And they're so excited because it's so novel and it's so new and it's really cool. And that's a really cool thing. After you've spent a year, 2 years, a couple of years of building a foundation, of building consistency, building your baseline strength, you know, learning how to own the movement and train properly, then it kind of opens up this whole movement world. And I'm not saying you can't do these things while you're building your foundation, but having the foundation makes learning these other things or makes bringing in novelty and playfulness and desire way easier because you've got the strength, yeah? Learning how to sprint if you're super weak and broken ain't fun. I wouldn't teach you how to do Olympic weightlifting really if you didn't have some baseline level of strength there. So we kind of got to put in the work for a year or two, and then that opens up possibility. We get to be really curious about all of these other ways that we can move our body in between maybe intense periods of focus in the gym, in between challenges, in between strength stuff, which is really fun and really cool. So that's our big project for the summer. We'll also be outside a lot more, hiking, running a little bit more. And then I've got some cool strength goals that I'm working on in the gym. So I'm really trying to build my squat back up. And I want to get back into Olympic weightlifting because they have created an Olympic lifting room at my gym now, which is so delicious. It gets sunshine and it's bright and it's quiet. And so I'd like to try and get back to lifting a couple of times a week. So for me, big focus on power, speed, intensity in my training, which is going to be so fun. So what do you want to focus on for the next 3 to 6 months? How could you inject some playfulness, some novelty, some passion, some desire into your training? What do you want to work on? Okay, warrior, thanks so much for spending this time with me. If you have questions about this, let me know. Send me an email, send me a DM. And if you want support with your training this year, if you feel like you've got a good foundation and you want to explore some of these other things and you want some support with that, I invite you to come and check out Warrior School. It's full of amazing women that are doing really amazing things. And for me, you know, my mission is to really teach you how to have a powerful relationship with training, how to balance this structure and discipline and focus with this playfulness and this novelty and this passion and desire, which is really important in all relationships. Okay, it was an absolute pleasure. Have a great week in training. Bye for now.